Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital nail room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all those truckers that are out there, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks for keeping things going where they need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, or on Twitter, at Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more about the radio show and take advantage of all the different things going on. Right now, on the telephone line from founderscode.com, that is founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Morning.
Now, the earlier barrage of missiles is one thing, but now we have to take a look at what's going on with the prices at the fuel pump and this shortages and all this sort of stuff that we're starting to hear about, because I'm going to read to the folks the price of oil right now, as well as the price, wholesale price of gasoline without taxes. And I want you just to consume this, and then I'll get to my point. West Texas crude right now is $65.28 a barrel, up a whole 36 cents since last Friday. Brent crude is $68.55, up a whole 23 cents since last Friday. The wholesale price of gasoline is $2.14 a gallon, up 3 cents since last Friday. And diesel, number two diesel, is $2.04, up 2 cents a gallon since last Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, if your prices have gone up 20, 25, 30 cents a gallon, like I've been hearing from some of you up there up the East Coast, you are being gouged, plain and simple. You need to report these dealers to the consumer people up there, which is usually through your attorney general's office, right?
Yeah, but that there are lots of watchdog groups that are following all that very, very closely, and reports are being made.
Okay. So that's where I'm at with that, and now you have firsthand knowledge of Atlanta, where there's, what, 20% of the stations are without gas?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there? Because that gas up there, that is on the pipeline, and a lot of that comes out of Bainbridge, Georgia.
Correct.
Yep, which I know trucks are going in and out of. Now, we're lucky in the fact that we get a lot of our gas here comes from ocean-going barge or by tanker from the Texas coast, the refineries there, as well as in Louisiana and Mississippi. And then over on the other side of Florida, we get it where it comes right straight to us from the Bahamas.
Yeah, so I think most of what we do come to either in the port of Miami or the port Jacksonville and then Tampa.
Yep.
So we are not affected by the pipeline.
Nope.
The state of Florida isn't. However, We do have some depots that we have access to from that pipeline.
But, yep.
There really isn't a shortage or an inventory. It's just clearly a matter of delivery is mm-hmm. where we are. Now, obviously other states are in much worse trouble than the state of Florida is. It's like my husband went and got gas yesterday and didn't wait at all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is a little pricey, but he didn't wait at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Colonial says that they've got some parts of the system functional again, and they do expect, still, they have not changed this, they still expect the system to be back online by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's what I saw when I was watching the press conference yesterday. And again, all I could think of was when I saw Grantham up there, is that she's about to become a multimillionaire because of the electric vehicles.
Well, she's an idiot, nonetheless.
Well, that's putting it politely. I can think of another word, but I'm not going to do that. So anyway, the gas lines and the shortages that are showing up, that should be short-lived and it should be gone. But remember this. Remember this stuff, folks. We've been through this before. 1973, 1979. Wow. Remember those days?
I do. Jimmy Carter.
Yep, absolutely. Nuts Carter, as we used to call him. We also have a situation going on where we've had Senator Rand Paul go up against little Dr. Fauci. We're probably going to run out of time here, but the way that the question was asked about the NIH helping the Wuhan lab, I think that Dr. Fauci technically gave an answer that was correct. However, we know he was lying through his teeth when he said, well, we haven't helped the Chinese in any way financially. Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have, to the tune of $800,000.
Well, there's still some other questions that need to be asked on this one, and that is some of these scientists that we have here in the United States that were expelled from the universities.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off right about now. Okay, hold that thought. I'll be right back. We're going to talk about this because Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul, who's a doctor himself, got into it yesterday. We're going to get into it ourselves.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, Brooke. And Brooke was on yesterday. Brooke says was on yesterday. Don't forget to check out her website, Brooke Talks America. Her show's on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. right here on my flagship station. You're going to love what you hear. And boy, was she on fire yesterday. I'll tell you what, unbelievable. And then we've got Denise Simon, and we've got some great information for you coming up here right now. Now, Denise's website is founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer over there. Okay, little Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul went on, I believe it was Hannity last night. He also was on Newsmax TV, I might add. And he made the comment that what Dr. Fauci said was blatantly false.
Well, it was blatantly false. And even if you carefully measure your words, which Fauci was doing, he has an obligation as an employee of the National Institute of Health to be as candid and comprehensive in his responses as he can be, and he clearly wasn't. So the question I think is now, I mean, obviously there's some investigations that are going on,
mm-hmm.
and people are becoming a whole lot more serious about the genesis of this virus and the complicity of the United States in this, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think there's some other key questions that need to be asked, because I think we tend to forget that we had a few Chinese scientists working at some of our universities,
yep.
that were expelled for various reasons from the United States.
Right.
I think, or some of them have actually been indicted and whatnot. I think we need to be asking some harder questions on that.
Right.
On that connective tissue. Because I don't think it begins and ends at all with the National Institute of Health and the grant money that we had given to the Wuhan lab.
Okay.
For studies, least of which were on gait and function.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at, like, Duke University, if you look at, you know, some of those in the California system.
Right.
They all collaborate. So I think there's a bigger network here that we're missing. I wrote about the fact that some of our universities actually have a physical presence in Wuhan. Why is that being missed? You know, we send scientists and over there, and they send scientists over here.
Uh-huh.
What do we? So it goes way beyond just some grant money the United States taxpayers sent over to Wuhan. This is bigger than we're hearing about right now.
I don't doubt that for a second. Now, listen, we have a question here from Deborah. And Deborah wants to know if the United States and the Biden administration is in over their head when it comes to foreign policy because of what we're currently seeing.
Yes. Way over their head. Way over their head. Look, Biden's not making any sound decisions. He's got people that are coming into his office and saying, Mr. President, I think we need to do this, we need to do that. He's going, okay. He has no concept of what he's being told. None. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only discussion that ought to be happening right now when it comes to foreign policy is Afghanistan and now certainly Israel. Do you think that that's even happening? Because I don't.
No.
I think it's really kind of terrifying. So
yeah,
when you have Tony Blinken and you have the National Security Council, I think they're getting their direction from the think tanks, the progressive think tanks like Center for American Progress or the Brookings Institute, which I would say the Brookings Institute has been always about foreign policy. And Brookings Institute was started by Stroh Talbot, who was Bill Clinton's roommate
right.
at Oxford.
Right.
And very, very involved, very, very involved in all things Ukraine and the impeachment.
Now, we now know that the U.S. troop withdrawal in Afghanistan is 12% completed. And our allies are stepping up saying, hey, whoa, slow it down a little bit. We aren't even close. Slow down. Don't leave us hanging.
Well, they told us several weeks ago, certainly to slow it down, as you say, and rightly so. The Taliban have taken over a full district now as of this week.
Uh-huh.
So I invite the listeners to go look at a map of Afghanistan and see what Afghanistan borders
mm-hmm.
and why there are many other reasons that Afghanistan has some importance to us. So if you just take a look at that, you'll necessarily understand. And I think that our allies are getting it, too, especially with what countries border Afghanistan.
All right. Now, we have a question here from Ken. This is an Internet question. Just came in to me. He listens to us every morning in Atlanta on AM 920, The Answer. Thanks very much, Ken, for being a regular listener. He says, what's the status of the Arizona recount and Did they get the routers they needed and the other equipment?
I do not know the status I have, so I don't want to give bad information.
I don't either.
I do know that the Biden White House tried to intervene, and they were told by the judge to butt out.
Right.
So there's more going on there, but I don't want to give bad information, so I'm not going to respond.
All right. The Liz Cheney vote is when? Today or tomorrow?
Today.
Today.
Okay.
All right. And it looks like as if she's going to be replaced by Elise Stefanik. Is that correct?
That appears to be the case. I think people need to tread carefully. I'm not a big fan of Liz Cheney, but I will say this. She actually has a better voting record than Elise Stefanik.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that we necessarily have to fill that position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there's something else that happened here. President Trump chimed in, as he usually does, after the United Kingdom made a comment. The United Kingdom is now proposing to mandate photo IDs need to be used to vote. If you don't have a photo ID, you get a provisional ballot. We've heard that before. You don't get a regular ballot. And he said the U.S. should follow suit and do the same exact thing.
Well, yeah. That's kind of a no-brainer.
Yep. And then there was the...
Go ahead. I would say that it's no accident. I would say that it's no accident that that came out this week, given the fact that the Senate is doing the markup on H.R. 1.
Okay, and then there was the NRA who lost in court. A federal judge dismissed the NRA bankruptcy case in Texas and said, nope, you got to do this in New York, and that's not going to be good for them.
That's very true.
So.
We shall, and I don't know why that they thought that they could move it to Texas, the bankruptcy, and have it go through that court system. I mean, their footprint is New York.
Yeah,
but
for years. For years.
Good try.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day in the neighborhood. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out everything that she writes. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we will be back with our military and veterans news segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Monthly apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in April, according to new data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Nearly 179,000 people were caught trying to cross into the country illegally last month, a 3% increase from March. The number of unaccompanied minors making the crossing dropped down to nearly 14,000 in April from almost 16,000 in March. And on the eve of a vote to remove her from party leadership, Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney took to the floor of the House Tuesday night to continue her criticism against former President Trump and GOP lawmakers who she said were putting our democracy at risk by continuing to question the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back. The Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news segment is on the air. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. They're on the other side of the bay. So those are the two campuses. Now, what you need to do is get on the telephone line and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. It's just that simple. Ask to take the tour, get the great information they have to offer, and then take advantage of it, because you will not regret it. I'll guarantee you that one. You'll get a job that's second to nobody. You get an opportunity to travel the world if that's what you want to do, or you can simply have a really good job starting at about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour work week. But nonetheless, you got to call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, to make sure that they get an opportunity to apply and there aren't any questions left up in the air. Now, needless to say, the Israeli rocket situation, Tel Aviv, and what's going on coming out of Hamas is at the top of the pyramid for anybody that's following anything. Politics are going to enter into it eventually. We'll see when and where. And, of course, you've got Hamas, you've got the Islamic Jihad, you've got probably Iran in the mix of it, all stirring the pot, trying to keep this going, to keep a bunch of chaos in the Middle East and confuse the world markets even more. So, keep your eyes on television or radio, whatever, however you get your news, and remember that this isn't over yet. Now, the other thing is, the United States Coast Guard cutter, Maui, issued a total of 30 warning shots at Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy. They obviously backed off their aggressiveness and went back where they came from. Now, they were trying to harass a half dozen vessels that were in the vicinity, including a United States frigate and a United States submarine, the Georgia, who we heard about before, that had been dispatched over there because we knew the Georgia was going. We had mentioned it here on the show a while ago from the information that we were given by the Navy. Now, in addition to all of this, the 18th Airborne Corps has launched an investigation into the leadership of the 101st Airborne Division's Combat Aviation Brigade following a deployment in Europe last year. This, according to officials who told the Army Times all of this. Now, more than 7 months have entered after the official launch of the Army Combat Fitness Test, or ACFT, particularly half of the female soldiers are still falling short, with enlisted Army struggling to meet the most minimum of recruitment numbers that they put out there for themselves for this year. Now, the data, once again, raises concerns about whether or not women should be trying to be officers in the Marine Corps following the same curriculum that the men are to get some of the same jobs they've got. We'll see. The jury is out. We'll see. And with a $10 billion contract mired in litigation from Amazon, defense officials, and reviewing some other options to move forward, it appears that the Pentagon is determining who the kings of the kingdom are right now, and we'll wait and see who gets some of this money before we make any decisions or announcements. By the way, the twisted remains of several all-terrain vehicles lean precariously inside Bob Amir's boggling scrapyard, alongside smashed shades of what were once generators and faith tracks that had never been dismantled into chunks of India and mounted tents of debris that sliced up the fabric. Now, Lockheed Martin is threatening personnel who support the Iraq's F-16 fleet from Brazil Air Base because of the threats from millions of people in that region. Now, a step that will lead to hate, follow the Pentagon's usual choice of words. We'll see again how that works out. Thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. want to be evacuated from Afghanistan to the U.S. They're in fear for their life because they believe that when the Taliban finds them, they will kill them. It's that simple. And I tend to agree with them. The women that have been westernized, the ones that are wearing the burqas, they'll be the first ones to go. The people who were the interpreters, oh, they're going to want to find them. They're going to want to find them because they were working with the U.S. And then if they do find them, they do capture them, they're going to torture them to find out what they knew, to find out what they can find out about the U.S. plans and development of this, that, and the other, so they'll be better prepared another time around. But again, what do I know? It's just an opinion on my part. And we'll see how that all plays out, to be sure. Again, the Senate panel is deadlocked right now on the Democratic elections overhaul bill. They do not have the votes they need to get it out onto the floor, nor are they going to, the way things are right now. They may stand a chance if they change some things around, but we'll see whether or not the leadership in the Democratic Party wants them to do that. I have my doubts, to be honest with you. I have my doubts. And by the way, if you remember back in the 70s, we had military trucks, military tankers along the highways and byways that were set up in different areas, seeing to it that the trucks that were out there got diesel fuel, and the cars that needed fuel got fuel, gasoline that is. They may be doing some of that again. We'll see. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. By the way, the gasoline shortage of 2021 is being dubbed the new toilet paper issue. Oh, boy. Somebody's got a sense of humor there, don't they? Okay. We'll see how all that plays out, because there's certainly going to be a lot of stuff for them. All righty. Here comes the music in my ear. That means I'll be back. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends over at Moss Acura. Now, remember, Moss Acura is where you can find out what it's like to be driving one of those high-end SUVs, and you're going to love Moss Acura because the all-new MDX is there for you to try out. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower come with it standard. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they also honor those who have served their country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan here in North Tampa. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. All right, joining us right now from the Watchdog on WallStreet.com website and the radio show with the same name, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question here, because I've got the gasoline prices here in front of me, and I'm going to start with that. If I were to tell you that the price of West Texas crude went up 36 cents a barrel since last Friday, and that's it, and Brent crude went up 23 cents a barrel since last Friday, and that's it, and gasoline went up 3 cents a gallon since last Friday, and that's it, diesel went up 2 cents a gallon since last Friday, and that's it, would you expect to see gas lines and gas stations out of gas and all that up there in your neck of the woods?
No, listen, we don't have them here as of yet. I know it's more the mid-Atlantic states and some across the South here and there. Virginia, I guess, declared a state of emergency from what I'm hearing.
So did Florida.
Florida did, too. No, we haven't had the problems as of yet. But yeah, you would expect that the gasoline prices, they've gone up, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You'd expect them to be a little bit higher.
Now, 20% of the people in Atlanta didn't have gas yesterday. 20% of the gas stations ran out of gas.
Yeah, that's a significant number, especially in an area where there's a ton of traffic and you're sitting in your car a lot. So, yeah, that's going to definitely weigh on them, without a doubt. I mean, I think they're expecting the pipeline to get back online by the end of the week.
Weekend.
Now it's the weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's going to get tough in some of these spots.
Now, we don't know how much money they're having to pay, because this is ransomware that happened, and they're not just doing whatever. They're negotiating behind the scenes money. And there also was another ransomware attack yesterday. Don't know if you heard this or not, but the D.C., Washington, D.C. Police Department was hacked, and they want $100,000 to get that back. And the thing of it is they started to release some sensitive information about some of the police officers in the Washington, D.C. Police Department yesterday.
Well, I mean, it sounds like, this whole thing sounds like something off the television show, The Blacklist.
Yeah.
It really does. But, again, it just shows how utterly unprepared we are, and how bad our cybersecurity is. And I've been talking a lot about this. I said, we love spending all this money on extra aircraft carriers and bombs and airplanes, yet, we can get shut down, or we can shut down our energy infrastructure with a couple, clicks on a computer. Maybe we should start spending some real money and focusing on that, because that's how real problems can be caused here in this country. You shut off the power grid for large swaths of the United States, whatever it may be, that's the equivalent of basically dropping a neutron bomb. For the life of me, I can't understand how security is conducted. I don't understand why these certain, especially infrastructure-type situations like pipelines, why they're even online, why that shouldn't be a closed system where nobody can get on from the outside. I don't know. I don't have the answer to these things. But obviously, we have a major problem.
Mm, yeah. Now we need to go to, obviously, Israel. Israel and Hamas just have never gotten along, regardless of the reason. Apparently, Hamas decided to start all of this with the attacks that they made on the mosque and the religious area there in Jerusalem, and several hundred people were injured along the way, and for some reason they started firing from their secret arsenal, if you will, yesterday. Over 200 rockets were fired at Tel Aviv. Some of them got through, not all of them. Some of them got through.
Well, listen, it's been, this thing has kind of been, I guess you want to say the pressure's been building up for a while, and it's kind of blown over at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Until they come up with some sort of solution, which I don't know if they ever will. We've been dealing with this is my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Israel kind of got hold of the situation where it was obviously much worse with the suicide bombs, with the wall that they put up, and how they go about handling their security. A large swath of the world thinks that what they did is basically, it's almost like a we'd like to call it, moving an entire, they say, race of people to a different spot.
Right.
And basically keeping them off. The Palestinians want East Jerusalem to be their capital. That is a non-starter with the Israelis at this point in time. And they continue to butt heads. The greatest chance that they had, if I remember, was back when Bill Clinton was president and he had Arafat at the table and he walked away. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's going to eventually, change this. But it's not a good situation. It really isn't. And, hopefully these things will simmer down sooner rather than later. Israel seems like they're showing a decent amount of strength at this point in time. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Right. Now, a couple of things yesterday in terms of some states that joined the cutting the pandemic payments. One of them was Missouri. The other one, Tennessee, joined some other states. There's a handful of states out there now that are cutting the pandemic payments to get people back to work. And over in Wisconsin, how about this one? They're now requiring the national anthem to be played in any public-funded venue.
What's not going to be played in a public venue?
The national anthem.
In what state?
Missouri.
Why is that? What was the reason?
Well, because they stopped doing it. Some of the football and basketball games and all that stuff playing the national anthem. Oh.
Wow, I'm shocked by that. I'm surprised. I mean, we do it here at our high school games. I don't know. That's really odd to me. But I can't seem to get my arms around that one. That doesn't make really much sense. But anyway, you mentioned the jobs situation in those states. Funny story is the Ed sent to me a picture yesterday of a Wawa in New Jersey that was offering $500 signing bonuses just to start.
Yes. McDonald's is too, come to think of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. You take a look at the numbers, it's over 8 million job openings in the United States.
Yeah.
And again, I know a lot of people like talking about the border and the issues we have at the border. When you have 8 million job openings in this country, mm-hmm. and you have many Americans that don't want to take jobs, people are going to come in and try to grab them.
And when Donald Trump left office, it was 6 million. Now it's 8 million. That's gotten worse.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. It really is. But again, that's what happens. You pay people not to work, they're not going to work, I guess.
Now, here's another one for you. You remember the windmill farms up there in Cape Cod when they were going to put them up there and they had all these great designs and all that stuff and the Kennedys came out and said, oh, no, not in our backyard. It's going to ruin things, blah, blah, blah. And they got that all shot down. Now, supposedly, they've made this deal and they're going to go back up there and do it again right there in Cape Cod.
I doubt it. I mean, they just canceled the one off the South Shore here on Long Island because they didn't want it off the Hamptons.
That's right.
I don't see it happen.
That's right. Okay, I will let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check out all the great things he has to offer. All right, we're coming back with Amanda Mackey, a political guru, if you will, and also an attorney here in the Tampa Bay area. So don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.